Wisconsin.
So season after season goes by, and all the other Big Ten teams are thinking, is that Wisconsin team still in the Big Ten? Is Bo Ryan still their coach? Are they still going to defend and play 60-point games? And the answer to all three of those questions are yes. And I'm joined by Jack Baer of the Daily Cardinal. Jack, what's going on?
Nothing much. Ready to talk some Wisconsin basketball?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I mean, this year is kind of a different year. I mean, you lose your front court in Ryan Evans and Mike Brusewitz, and Mike Brusewitz is Afra, who is a separate entity. More importantly, my first question to you before we talk about Gasser is around Sam Decker, and if he can make the jump to become a sensational sophomore and the main focal point on the offensive end, do you think he can become that player this year?
Yeah, I think he can be that player. I think pretty much everyone on the team thinks he can be that player. He was incredibly efficient coming off the bench last season, backing up Brusewitz and Evans. And between the Platteville game where he did very well, the St. John, I guess we're kind of cheating with a season preview because they played St. John's last Friday.
Right.
And we went to there. And he was great in their little Canadian trip. I think Gebert's definitely went around 20 points. So, yeah, he looked quite good.
That's good to hear, and I hope that he becomes that player because he looked like he's shown signs of that going from his freshman year to now. But that said, a player who comes back after a season-ending injury last year is Josh Gasser. What specifically is he going to bring in terms of backcourt play that they didn't have in prior years, or I should say in last year's season?
Well, losing Josh Gasser definitely caused a bit of a slow start last year. They were just dominated against Florida last year, and part of that was because they really have a leader on offense, and that just created some total mismatches. But this year, he has looked great. He led the team in points with 19 against St. John's. Talked to Ben Brust, and he said it's just the same old Josh, and that Josh is a leader, a great defender, a good rebounder, and everyone's pretty excited to see what he's going to bring this year.
It's good that you mentioned Brust because he returns and he was the leading scorer from the team last year. So have you seen this team practice yet or scrimmage? I know you saw them in the St. John's game, but have you seen any more of them other than the opening game that they had in North Dakota?
Yeah, I've seen them in a couple practice scrimmages, and I saw them play a scrimmage against the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Where they dominated, as you expect, because Platteville's a B3 team.
What specifically did you see from that scrimmage that maybe was a little different from years before in the Bo Ryan regime?
I'd say the team is looking to play a bit faster this year because, yes, the stereotypical Bo Ryan team is they're just, well, kind of a chore to watch, but this year, thanks to the lack of front court depth, they only have Decker and Frank Kaminsky starting. And after that, they have three guys who are shorter than 6'3", with Brust, Gasser, and Trayvon Jackson. So they should definitely be more guard dependent. They'll probably move around the floor a lot faster. And they should just be a bit more up-tempo. Most of the players have admitted to that being kind of the plan this year.
I'd be both shocked and enticed to see an up-tempo Wisconsin offense.
Well, not up-tempo, Wisconsin
right.
Up-tempo.
Well, any up-tempo from Bo Ryan up-tempo is pretty up-tempo in terms of my morale. So with that said, is there a player that necessarily didn't get a lot of burn last year or wasn't really heralded that is going to be potentially an X factor to this year's team?
Yeah, definitely. Josh Gasser was not the only player to redshirt last year. There was also a GJ Dukan, 6'9 forward. He was the only forward from the St. John's game to register more than 10 minutes, and he's looked great. He has a great 3-point stroke. He had to miss last year because of a nasty case of mono, like the other. So look for him because, yeah. He'll be the first forward off the bench, and people are pretty excited about him.
So I know that you're talking about the lack of front court depth, so I'll get to this. I know there's really no worst-case scenario when it comes to Wisconsin in recent years because they always outperform their expectations no matter what talent level they have. Even with the front court lack of depth, give me a best-case, worst-case scenario for this team in the upcoming year.
Worst-case scenario is that they just aren't able to replace the defense of Evans, Bergeron, and Brusewitz, because those were three. While they didn't get it done on the offensive side that much, they were very good defensively, and I believe they led the Big Ten or were near the top in most defensive categories. So if they can't get over the lack of height on the starting rotation and just in general, that could create some pretty bad mismatches with some of the larger teams, and I guess you're talking just a mid-tier Big Ten team, which is pretty shocking for a Bo Ryan team. Then best case scenario is just they're able to replace the defense there, and they scored 86 points on St. John's Friday, which would have been the third most last year. You just kind of moved that over. And if they can, you know, achieve that kind of offensive performance, then I think we're talking contending for the Big Ten title and probably playing off some shockers. What with Michigan?
Yeah.
Michigan State and Ohio State are both coming into town.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that defense, if you could get any sort of offensive improvement going into years ahead now and into the future, you're talking about a team that's going to regularly not only contend for the Big Ten title, but for a national title. So I think you have to be happy out in Madison, not just with football, but with basketball as well. So Jack Baer, the Daily Cardinal, thanks for joining, man.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, man.